And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground, and glad to have as a sponsor, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics, y'all, that covers a huge swath of our big listening area. So Southern Immediate Care, with locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, now six locations around the Birmingham area. I hear there's more coming. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. And I don't mean like, I mean, they'll see all ages. I'm talking pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see all ages. You get sick on a Saturday morning, what do you do? Wait till Monday? No, 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, this is who I use personally. And no, I do not use them just because they advertise. They advertise because I was already using them. So impressed that I finally said, hey, would you guys consider? And they said, yes, we would. The chain of clinics is owned by a Right Side ruffian, if that tells you something. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You need something any time of the week, you check them out, find the location nearest to you online, head on down there. And when you're filling out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, listen, I gotta address the news that broke last night. Unbelievable. You may recall that at the tail end of yesterday's show, I talked about, or maybe at some point during the show, I forgot what it was, I talked about the fact that Colorado, whose state Supreme Court had just decided in the last week or so to take Trump off the ballot, that the Secretary of State for Colorado had come back and said, well, since that's on appeal, even though I don't like Trump at all, I'm not taking him off the ballot until we see what the Supreme Court's going to do. So technically, Trump is still on the ballot. They didn't put him back on the ballot. They just decided that in an official capacity, the Secretary of State decided she was not going to remove him for now because the appeal process still needed to work its way through, and it was not a wise use of her her time and energy, I guess, her staff's energy to undo ballots and probably have to redo them again later. You look at the confusion being generated right now. This is what they want. They want confusion. And I've decided that all these cases being filed in different venues, they carefully selected their venues, in my opinion, because they look at who's in charge and who's on the Supreme Court for those states and what laws may come into play, like, oh, by the way, Maine. It appears that state law in Maine says that the Secretary of State would be the one then to determine whether or not someone is allowed to have ballot access. Really? Yeah. One person can make the decision to deny millions of people their choice on a ballot. Not someone sitting in a court of equity, not someone who presided over the evidence and made a decision based upon true adjudication. Nope. It's just one Secretary of State, who, by the way, is a flaming liberal. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like a flaming liberal. And I will go ahead and say, too, and I would not normally get this personal, but she's one of the most irritating voices I've ever heard. You listen to her talk, it sounds like some kid in high school, because she's talking about Trump, and she's talking like this, as she does, and Trump, and insurrection. And I look at it, and I think, I had no choice, and I'm thinking to myself, could you please talk like an adult at the very least? If you're going to make grown girl decisions, how about you talk like a grown girl? Anyway, what happened yesterday was this liberal Secretary of State, a avowed Trump hater, someone who has said multiple times on her own social media that she believed that he was guilty of insurrection, that he should have been tried and convicted already before it even came to this. She made the decision to take Trump off the ballot in Maine. Now, you may look at it and go, Maine's not a big state. They're not a big electoral college state. It's not like California. It's not like, you know, Florida. Well, I differ. Think about how close the elections have been the last few cycles. And then look at the fact that Maine is one of the only, maybe the only state, that allows their electoral votes to be split. Meaning, depending upon how you do in Maine, you may get I think it's four electoral votes, four electoral votes, or maybe just two of them, because the other two go to your opponent on the opposite side of the aisle. But if you're not on the ballot, then what do you do? If Trump's the nominee at the national level in all but one state, and that state could have given him one or two electoral votes, and he needs those, but they chose to keep him off the ballot, what does that mean? Unfair advantage? That's exactly what it means. But Phil, will it be enough to decide the election? I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is it's freaking wrong. And listen, this is not a, I'm not sitting here going, pro-Trump, pro-Trump. I'm saying pro-Constitution. For the love of God, does anyone else think for a second that this was not just a Democrat plot to try and stop people from having a chance to vote for the person of their choosing? Is it just about Trump? It's really about control. It's about power. It's about, we've had a chance to put all these woke policies in place. We really, really, really don't want to turn back now. We need more transgenderism in our schools. We need more of Title IX to be destroyed. We need our open borders to be more open. We need to destroy our energy capacity and make sure that we overregulate things like refrigerators and ceiling fans. Oh my gosh, we got to stay on track here. Do whatever it takes. They're not even hiding it. Well, not at all. So Daily Wire had the piece on this. And I'm calling this ballot whack-a-mole, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Daily Wire has this piece that came out last night. Maine kicks Trump off the 2024 ballot. A ruling on Thursday from Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows found Trump's primary petition to be, quote, invalid. His petition to be on the ballot. That's his filings with the state of Maine. Found it to be invalid. What was her reasoning? Did she have something that we didn't already know about? Was there something else that happened in Maine? Was there something that he didn't file his campaign finance documents correctly? No. Because she determined herself, not as a judge, but as a Secretary of State, that he was guilty of insurrection.
Hey, Jeff.
And that therefore, in accordance with Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, he should be taken off the ballot for having conducted insurrectionist activities. That's what she released her statement on. That's what she did her Valley Girl speech on. Trump, an insurrection, and I had a hard time making a decision, but it was important. You go back and look at her Twitter posts, dating back over the last couple of years, and you'll find that she declared herself that she believed January 6th was an insurrection, and that she openly called for Trump to be not just indicted, but convicted and jailed. She wanted him gone from our lives. And I'll also point out, too, that when this filing by the people who are doing all these filings around the nation, when this filing in Maine was done, the Trump team immediately asked for her to recuse herself, and she refused. If you had a judge, if I were your attorney and you had a judge in the case who had openly maligned your character or had, you know, openly, you know, espoused feelings about you or your behavior, especially that went to the underlying issue of the case before the bench, we would immediately ask for that judge to recuse. And that judge would pretty much have to recuse. And yet this person, as a Secretary of State with authority under state law to make a decision like taking someone off the presidential ballot, can do so not because she found that he did not meet the standards required because she convicted him of her own for insurrectionist activity on something that happened 2 years ago when she wasn't present, and after which she did not sit, you know, in a court of law listening to the evidence. It's unreal. I'm telling you, the Supreme Court's going to have to get involved. We've got a ballot whack-a-mole right now. We've got the Michigan Supreme Court, by the way, that just came out and said, we're not taking him off the ballot. Michigan says, okay, Trump, you're in. That story on the AP December 27th. How about California? California, they hate Trump. Yeah, some of them do. California voters, though, they will have Trump on the ballot because Secretary of State Shirley Weber certified the list of candidates Thursday night, and it included Trump, and they did not go with the ballot fight there. Colorado, on the other hand, is going to the Supreme Court, I think, And then you've got, what's Oregon doing? Because a story here from Central Oregon Daily says, Oregon residents are asking, what's the former president's ballot status in our beaver state? Oregon Secretary of State LaVon Griffin Velade, oh, the hyphenated name, that always gives me pause, announced on November 30th that she does not have the legal authority to remove Trump from the primary ballot. Interesting. She also said her decision affects the primary election, but not the general election next November. When the general comes along, we'll follow the law and be transparent with our reasoning. So it sounds like what we're looking at is that Oregon is not going to wind up taking him off. So we're looking at Colorado and Maine, and then the U.S. Supreme Court is going to have to they're going to have to weigh in. They're going to have to. And I think the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in, it could have implications far bigger than just the ballot access. It could have decisions that render a verdict, for the most part, about what an insurrection is, what the 14th Amendment stands for, and that could have far-ranging implications. I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good today, Phil. Just sitting around the house.
Oh, man. I'm about to say, it sounds different. I can tell you're on a different phone this time, or at least not moving.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have my headset on anyway.
There you go. What you thinking?
You know, I'm thinking we're watching the death of Liberty.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If it keeps on like it is, then I would say yes.
Well, the thing about it is the presidential election is the only election that covers all 50 states.
Yeah.
So I think what we have to do is we have to have a election law for just the presidency. They can write their own laws as far as they want to about their senators and how they do things in each state. But as far as a national election law for the presidency has to be, and I would love to see somebody say, well, it has to be paper ballots and be counted, and you got to show up on the right day.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think paper ballots showing up on the right day and showing photo ID should happen for dog catcher in the backside of Egypt, Alabama. But but I don't know. I don't know that I want the Fed. I don't know if I want a potential Democrat, controlled Congress deciding how we elect the president. But at the very least, what I do want is the honoring of existing state laws, not just letting people make it up as they go along like they did in 2020.
Well, yeah, and that's the trouble. What you're seeing now is basically the Constitution is not being followed.
Right.
We're in a tyranny, right? This country has fallen to tyranny and it's just keeps increasing every day. Whenever the President of the United States can do the things that he's done, not following the Constitution and get away with it, the trouble is when you're the enforcer of the laws and you don't follow the laws, who enforces the enforcer? That's what I have always got at. And you always say, well, the court's going to do this, and the Senate's going to do this. I thought, well, they don't have any power to enforce their judgments. That's the trouble.
Well, I think we're going to see. Well, all right, let me back up. They do have some power to enforce their judgments, but the question is going to be, are they going to make it? I mean, the very first hurdle we got to cross right now is, will the Supremes take up this case of ballot access? And if they don't, then it's anarchy, in my opinion. At that point, it's anybody's guess as to how many other states are going to jump in and try to take Trump off the ballot, because that means that the court would have abdicated its authority. The court's got to maintain some sense of decorum and an honoring of the integrity of the Constitution. They've got to step in on this thing and weigh in on it. Brother, I hate it, but we just ran that right up to a break. Go ahead and finish up. What you got? I got about 30 seconds.
What if this was a liberal court right now?
It would be awful. Yeah. If Trump did not have the chance to put, the people that are on the court right now, it would be an awful situation. That's the saving grace right now. I said earlier to Congressman Palmer is Trump's ability to sort of right the courts to some degree. Hey, listen, man, you have a happy new year. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Happy New Year, Phil. It's been a great year with you.
Absolutely. And likewise. Thank you, brother. All right, we're taking the break. Last break of the day. Last break of the year. Butters, last break of the year. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, I'm telling you, y'all, it's like making common sense like a superpower up in here. And I'll tell you who else has had a lot of common sense on the way they do things, and that's our friends over at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. Yeah, so I'm telling you, ZLA Solutions can help you with all kinds of business solutions, things you might need for like logistics and warehousing and quality control, that kind of stuff. They can swoop in there and give you a hand. But they also, though, are really good at finding you the people you need. So at ZLA Solutions, they like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. And ZLA Solutions can help you find blue collar, white collar, or no collar, like small groups or huge shifts full of people. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, every bit of it. And you can find them on their website. Start that conversation with them, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it here on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that very much. A couple of text messages that I'll take before we finish up. Gary from Decatur says, in 2024, I see the SCOTUS allowing lawsuits against COVID vaccine companies. I'm not going to be surprised. For vaccine injuries and deaths related to COVID vaccines, I don't think the mainstream media or the NIH or the CDC will be able to cover up these mounting numbers for another year. Gary, if it doesn't happen in 24, it'll happen soon. I really do believe that's going to be a thing. Don from Cairo says, biggest story, Don Siegelman gets his law license back. Wow, that'll be interesting. I don't know if it'll be the biggest story, man, but it'll be interesting. So that's going to be something. Anyway, we'll see what happens. JT Lacey Springs, 2023, highs and lows, too many to mention. But I can say if you celebrate the first with a fifth, don't drive. Happy New Year. Thank you, JT. We appreciate you and your input all the time. And then John from Huntsville, letting us know. He says, Phil, you and Butters both get an A-plus for your equally smooth as butter performances. So you will both have to share the first place trophy today. Also, I just wanted to say that the year 2023 gets a B-minus from me, but I'm predicting the year 2024 is going to get an A-triple-plus because I predict that Right Side Radio will be the number one radio show in the world, and Michigan will dominate Alabama in the Rose Bowl.
Nice.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and take both of those, man. That'd be fine by me.
Hey, I will applaud the optimism.
I'm digging it. John, we appreciate you. By the way, thank you, John, from Huntsville, for every single day just being a part of the fabric of the show. It's almost become like a segment unto itself to be able to read out some of your text, especially the end of the show text. Love having an audience, and love having an audience of regulars too. People one day, Butters, I want to do some gathering, some big event, you know.
Oh yeah.
I want to make sure that there are names that are there that people are used to hearing on the show. And we call the roll, and they stand up and get to see their actual faces.
Can we get shirts of, like, I'm John from Huntsville.
Yeah, and I'm Jeff from Indiana, yeah. And I'm Badger from Athens, and I'm Raven from Russellville, and just on down the line. And by the way, I'm not leaving anybody out intentionally. I'm just slinging names. But I think that'd be so cool to have all these folks to just become, like, part of the family, and they all stand up and say, and here I am.
Well, it certainly gives you a good hope that there's still a lot of great folks in this great nation, and
there are.
They're just out there wanting some common sense.
And folks, I said it during my my monologue early on. There's a reason why I do this. There's a reason why it's late nights and early mornings and full afternoons. It's because of y'all. Every single day, I want to know that we were what I called in my monologue, the supply depot with all of your beans and bullets so you can fight the fight that we need to fight right now against the liberal progressive policies that are doing what they can to wreak havoc on our nation. We love you. You guys have a happy new year. We'll see you in 2024.
right-side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain.